Ukraine, Crimea, and an international tug of war. ABC's Martha Raddatz is traveling with the Secretary of State, and she is standing by. And ABC's chief foreign correspondent, Terry Moran, is also on the story tonight, starting us off with the latest on that crisis in Ukraine.
At Belbek Air Base here this morning, Ukrainian troops, unarmed, marched toward the Russian guns. And as they marched, they sang their national anthem. Confronting the Russians who had seized control of their base, forward under the Ukrainian flag they came. The Russians yelled, then fired. Warning shots, but the first shots fired here, then negotiations, and the Ukrainians withdrew, heads held high. It was a day of high tension. Russia test launching an ICBM like this one, a scheduled launch, but still a statement.
Mr. Kerry, welcome to Ukraine.
Nice to see you. Thank
and
you.
In Kiev, the Ukrainian capital, 500 miles away, Secretary of State Kerry walked the streets where scores of Ukrainians died in protests last month, then praised their revolution.
What they stood for so bravely, I say with full conviction, will never be stolen by bullets or by invasions, and is called freedom.